The Commonwealth Fund is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization based in Washington, D.C. Its report measured states' performance on healthcare access, quality, costs, and outcomes from 2007 to 2012. Senior scientist and co-author David Radley says the healthcare offered in Utah is high quality, but many in the state can't use it.
For many measures of health outcomes, Utah is really near the top of the country. But Utah is among the worst in the country when it comes to access and affordability.
And Radley says Utah has been declining on some of those measures. About 20% of Utah adults were uninsured in 2012. That's up from 15% uninsured in 2007. The percentage of adults who went without care because of cost has also increased, and Utah is the worst in the country for out-of-pocket medical costs. The report does not include any changes made because of the Affordable Care Act. Since then, more than 84,000 Utahns have signed up for private insurance on the federal marketplace. Radley says Utah could make some significant improvements depending on the decisions state leaders make.
This is an opportunity right now with all of those new resources that have become available through the Affordable Care Act to really turn the tide and help vulnerable people access the high-quality care that we know exists in your state.
The state's new Democratic Party chair, Peter Caroon, responded to the report in a statement saying, quote, "The numbers are black and white. It is time to expand Medicaid," end quote. Governor Gary Herbert has said he's in negotiations with the federal government to use Medicaid dollars to help low-income Utahns buy insurance on the private market. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.